There were times in the overnight session when a senator would stand up to speak and end up talking to an audience of mostly empty chairs. Lawmakers beat a path between the Senate chambers and their nearby offices, where they negotiated changes to the state spending plan on the fly. Those proposals were geared toward appeasing a handful of Republicans who said they'd vote against the budget if it spent too much. In the end, the plan passed by the Senate includes government spending limits that would require the state to set aside new tax revenue if it comes in faster than the consumer price index goes up. Spending that money would require a three-quarters vote of the full legislature. New Berlin Republican Mary Lozich says that change is what put her over the top on this budget.
If legislators live by it, then I think legislators in Wisconsin are showing the public that they are sincere about spending constraints and that they will abide by statutory spending constraints.
But there are catches to the GOP plan. It would take only a simple majority, or a little over half of all lawmakers, to decide to scrap the spending limits. Also, some of the spending cuts proposed by Republicans merely shift money around. A 5% cut to all state agencies across the board would save the state about $100 million, but nearly all of that money would be dumped into a pot controlled by the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. The Senate plan also shifts money out of one state account into another to make it look like Republicans are spending $270 million less in general tax money. Middleton Democrat John Erpenbach told Republicans the trick was easy to spot.
If you want to cut, cut. But don't play these kind of games.
In the end, the changes passed by Senate Republicans would cut only a few million dollars from the spending plan passed by GOP lawmakers in the Assembly last week, but they would rearrange the budget considerably. The measure would target the University of Wisconsin, cutting $1 million specifically from the UW-Madison's fund for administrator salaries. It would also require UW employees and state workers without a union contract to kick in more money for their pensions. The savings to the state would be about $40 million there. Republicans introduced the changes at around 3 o'clock this morning and voted on them a couple hours later. The rest of the floor debate was dominated by Democrats, who unsuccessfully pushed to restore more than $450 million in public school spending proposed in Governor Jim Doyle's budget. Democratic Minority Leader Judy Robson repeatedly chastised Republicans for trying to cut spending instead of putting more money into public schools.
No wonder you're embarrassed about this budget. I'd be too. Shame on you for hurting our children. Shame on you for hurting the values of Wisconsin. This is not a Wisconsin budget. This is a budget for pork and special interest.
The final plan passed by just one vote, with two Republican senators voting against it. The changes will have to go back to the Assembly before they head to the governor's desk. Speaker John Gard was in the building last night and gave a carefully worded hint that it might have trouble when it goes before his members.
I mean, I would not think another $40 million hit to the university would be all that popular.
Gard says it will be next week at the earliest before his members take up the Senate's changes to the budget. Governor Jim Doyle has already threatened to veto the entire document. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.